Dr. Baird is gonna kick off with kind of an opening statement for us, and then I really want a lot of opportunity for questions from the media. Maybe we'll just do a quick round of introductions. You've got our name tags. Susan Buckley, Public Health Director.
Don Baird, Public Health Officer.
Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service.
Jeff Tonkin, Incident Weather, Fire Weather Meteorologist.
Brian Wilson, Air Pollution Control Officer, North Coast Air Quality.
Dory Lani, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services.
Good morning. 2 days ago on Wednesday, as the County Public Health Officer, I've issued a smoke-related health emergency for Humboldt County. This was based on consultation with our partners seated here with me in regards to fire conditions, weather conditions, and the unhealthy and occasionally sustained hazardous conditions, particularly in eastern Humboldt. And we are here to talk to the media and hopefully alert the public to be aware of what they can do to help mitigate this effect on their health. Things you can do, of course, is to stay indoors, particularly during mid-daylight hours when conditions are the worst, to avoid unnecessary exercise, to keep your home airtight, use your air conditioner if possible. Make sure you change the filter in your house and your car because it's going to be soiled with the soot and smoke. And creating a safe room in your house, avoiding smoking, of course, or unnecessary cooking, which could create additional fumes. This is particularly important for children, infants, people with chronic pulmonary disease, and elderly who are more susceptible. And if conditions worsen and stay as they had been earlier this week, you may even consider relocating over the coast with friends or relatives. Make sure you have at least a week worth of food and medication in your home. And if you are going to use a mask for essential outdoor activities, don't be falsely assured that you're going to be 100% protected. Make sure that mask fits properly and be out using that mask only for absolutely necessary conditions. Thank you. So,
anything anybody want to add proactively before we? I notice
just that moving to the coast to get out of the smoke is generally good advice. There are times, however, in fact, we have some of those conditions coming up soon where the offshore wind will push the smoke to the coast. So, you want to check the weather forecast for where the smoke's going to be going to before you relocate. And Jeff could provide more clarification on what we see coming up in the next week or so.
Good.
And air quality just pushed out your daily briefing today, and we're looking at pretty good conditions in Humboldt County. But the key issue with smoke, of course, is the variability, the changeability, and for the public to stay abreast of air quality's regular alerts. Anything you want to add, Brian?
Well, as the air district for Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity County, we've becoming increasingly concerned, as you can imagine, over, you know, since the fire started. It's been growing as far as smoke impacts, and we primarily saw those in early on in Trinity County, in Hyam Palm and Hayfork, very high readings, beyond even what we've normally seen in prior fires in 2008. And now we're starting to see those effects in eastern Humboldt County, as Dr. Baird mentioned. We're seeing them now in Wichipak, Hoopa, Willow Creek, and also Burnt Ranch, some extremely high readings. And then as the days go, you know, it's so dependent upon weather and what happens with the fires, the smoke production will go up and down and the smoke as the smoke moves around. So that will continue to change. As Troy mentioned, we'll probably be seeing a little bit more smoke here on the coast maybe tomorrow, and then things will just change again. But we do have monitors out in all the different communities, about 13, 14 monitors that we can read. That helps us give the advisories and alerts and provide that information to the public.
I would emphasize again, failing your ability to manage
Doctor,
things.
Can we hand those microphones down to the speaker there? So
we can do it ourselves for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you so much.
With the community partners, we've designated cleaner air centers, particularly in eastern Humboldt, in the Willow Creek Community Resource Center, where they do have masks that they can issue for